We not only do other people hold on to us when they realize that they truly don't want to love us, but we also place chains on ourselves that keep other people from loving us for who we truly are. We put chains on us that keep ourselves from loving who we truly are. It took me nearly 15, 16 years now since I've realized that. And and this is what I have to say. Like, 2 weeks ago on Instagram, I posted about, I posted that it's hard being a young Black entrepreneur in the world, but it's even harder being a young Black entrepreneur who is part of the LGBT community. Because now you realize that people aren't going to support you or love you for who you truly are. No, instead, they're going to walk off. They're going to tell you that you do not meet their standards. That's sad because that's the world that we live in today. We live in a world that's like, oh, well, you're not who I thought you were. You're not what I made you out to be in my mind, in my imagination. You're not who I depicted you out to be. And that's not always a bad thing, but that's never entirely a good thing. And this is why I say that. Yes, I'm part of the LGBT community. I released that on TikTok back in June of 2020, but I did not release that until near the end of January on Instagram. And I still have yet to, and I'm releasing it as we speak on my Facebook business page. So being part of the LGBT community carries a lot of weight because not only are you carrying the weight of the world and how the world is going to see you, but you're also carrying the weight of how your family sees you, how your significant other sees you, stuff like that. And it made me think, if they truly care about you, if they truly love you and support you, then it doesn't matter what category you fall in. They should still continue to love you. It doesn't matter what you are, what you classify as, how you go out and get your nails done, get your hair done. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you go out and buy a wig. It should not matter. If they truly support you, then they support you. And see, it took a realization for me because after my breakup with my ex-fiance, I was actually talking to a girl. We was just talking, and she asked me, she said, I noticed in one of your TikTok videos, you had on French tips. Why? Well, I'm always skeptical to talk about why I had on French tips. For the longest, I told people the reason why I wear French tips because I want to break the boundaries of what men could and could not do. But also, if my money's paying for it, why are you worried about it? But I just came out and told her, I was like, I'm part of the LGBT community. And being part of the LGBT community, I decided to make levels of it very clear. She looks at me and she says, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. The next day, I went to go message her, and she was very short with me. All she told me was, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That was the entire conversation. I was trying to have a conversation, and she kept on saying, I don't know. Well, I said, you don't know about what? She said, I don't know how to feel about last night, what you told me. I told her, I said, well, I'm sorry if I'm not the person that you thought I was. But at the end of the day, if you want to be with me, ever, or you want to be my friend, you want to support me, then you must accept me for who I am, all of me, or not at all? And she couldn't respond. And I said, well, that being said, with you not having a response, I wish you the best of luck. No hard feelings towards her, no nothing. I was like, I wish you the best of luck in life. She said, I wish you the best of luck also. But here's the thing. Being part of the LGBT community means that you fall in a certain category. I fall under the category of the letter B. Most of us know what the letter B stands for. If you don't, you can always inbox me. But it made me realize that even people who say that they want a future with you will even say, hey, you know what? I don't want to be with you. You're not who I depicted you out to be. And it hurts, yes. But at the end of the day, you must realize that in order to get on with life, to continue pushing towards your goals, you must be okay without, even when you're not okay. And what I mean by this is, no, I was not okay when she told me that. But I became okay. Because I was not okay by how she reacted. But I was okay because I finally released the chains that were holding me back. The chains that I allowed myself to put on myself. That held me back. I got the keys and I unlocked those chains and I took them off. And I made it very clear on most of my social media. It is hard being a young black entrepreneur that is part of the LGBT community to succeed in life because nobody can see beyond that anymore. All they see is, oh, well, he says he wants to do this. He says he is a Christian. He says this. He says that. But he's part of the LGBT community. That's cool and all. But we also must realize it like this. We must look at it like this. Even though I am part of the LGBT community, I am still a human being. We still have feelings. We still have emotions. We still have a life. We are still humans. At the end of the day, we are still humans. Now, am I with somebody now that completely accepts me for who I am? The answer is yes. I am with somebody that accepts me for who I am. And I cannot be any happier. But being part of the LGBT community means that you can either classify as male, female, or non-binary, which means that you classify as neither male nor female. You refuse to be classified in a group. So many people ask me, they say, well, since you're part of the LGBT community, what do you classify as? Well, birth certificate says male. I could say female. But I will be honest today and say that I classify as a non-binary individual. Which means I do not use the pronouns he/him. Now, this is a very heavy topic to discuss. Especially on a platform like this, because you never know what kind of backlash you are going to get. But with everything that I talk about, I can always get approval or I can get disapproval. And I'm fine either way. Because at the end of the day, it's like this. We all hang out with our friends. Not all our friends fall into the same category as us. you may have some friends that fall into the LGBT community, and you'll see how hard they struggle with how society has made it so difficult for us in these days. I mean, it is very, very difficult. But we keep striving, we keep pushing. But we all have feelings. And my thing is, if you cannot truly, if you know at the point that the person told you something, and you cannot love them for who they truly are, do not continue to lead them on. Let them go. Let them go find somebody that is going to make them more happy, who is going to love them for who they are, who is going to show them the love and the appreciation that they need, that they want. So stop holding on to them when you know that you can't truly love them. That's pretty much all I got to say today. I'm going to try to get my friend Skip back on the show so that we can have a whole LGBT community discussion. And I just want to say, if you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach me at 864-407-3170.